One Hope, 30 Daily Devotions for Overcoming Loneliness. Day 18, God is Faithful, by Dr. Ashley Allen. Scripture passage. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. Psalm 86, 6-8. I remember one summer I had to fly to New York City for meetings. New York is one of my favorite cities, but a dear friend who had been a missionary in the city for many years had recently moved. Because of my friend's departure, it would be the first time I would be in the city by myself, enjoying bright lights, skyscrapers, and fun attractions. Navigating the streets of the city is not a dreaded task for me. I rather enjoy it. However, after several hours, I realized I was alone in the middle of millions of people walking beside some of the most famous sites in the world. I needed someone to talk with, and there was no one around. I was lonely in a crowd of people. Psalm 86 is one of my favorite psalms. In this chapter, the reader sees the raw transparency of King David before the Lord God. David was the king of Israel and had servants at his beck and call, but he describes himself as afflicted and needy, verse 1. David asks the Lord not only to listen to him, but to also answer him. David needed someone to talk with and listen to him. David is in a lonely and needy state as he cries to the Lord daily, verse 3. However, it is in this state that David does one key thing. He recounts who God is. It is within the recounting of the character of God that David realizes where hope lies. David remembers God is good, ready to forgive, and abundant in loving kindness to all who call upon him, verse 5. When we are in circumstances such as David's, it is easy to forget God's goodness. However, it is David himself who recounts to the Lord in prayer that God is lavish in his kindness and faithfulness. God is faithful. He is true to what he says he will do, and he will do as he promises. David continues in his prayer, telling the Lord that in the day of trouble he will call upon the Lord because he knows God will answer him. Verse 7. David does not ask the Lord if he will answer him. Instead, he says to the Lord, "You will answer me." This is a big difference. David has assurance and trust that God sees and cares for him. He had already asked the Lord to give ear unto his prayer and attend to the voice of his supplications. Verse 6. David knew the Lord was listening to him as he prayed and communicated with God. God heard David as he cried out. One of the requests David made of God as he prayed was that God would teach David his ways so that David would walk in God's truth, verse 11. David had a desire to learn from God. He did not believe he was too old to learn anything new from the Lord. But David didn't just want to learn from God. He wanted to live according to God's word. David, in the afflicted and needy place he found himself, wanted to live as God desired. Part of walking in God's truth, verse 11, included trusting God when he felt alone and needy. He had to trust God for his presence and his faithfulness. Just as David confidently trusted God in the middle of his circumstances, God does not change. He promises that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he is faithful to his promise. Reflect upon the following. How can you trust God today? knowing He hears you, what can you bring to the Lord in prayer? Consider taking the following action steps. Write down aspects of God's character, such as love, faithfulness, etc. How do you see these aspects in your life today? Spend time in prayer with the Lord. He is there in all of your circumstances. One Hope is a production of North Carolina Baptist Aging Ministry. NCBAM is a ministry of Baptist Children's Homes of North Carolina.